And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, offering the superior service that you deserve since 1939, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts for the past 80 years. Receive the one-on-one personalized attention from a local small business and still enjoy their 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life. Just sit back and leave your propane needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Call 800-242-0422 or visit propaneCT.com.
Yes, you are blessed, and it's our time in the Afterglow. Hi, I'm Father John Gatzak. Raise your hand if you expressed gratitude to God before you wolfed down your dinner this evening. Not many hands raised. Yes, it's true. We have a tendency to get so caught up in our mindless routine, our nagging hunger, so that we can get on with all that we have to do, that we overlook the many blessings that grace our lives. Now, take the time to acknowledge at least five things that you feel genuinely grateful for. That's a challenge. Five things that you feel genuinely grateful for. The act of feeling and expressing gratitude has a way of opening your perspective and shining light on the good things in your life, however small. Like, I'm grateful it didn't rain today. Or, I'm grateful for the rain. We needed it. Or, what a blessing my friend called. I'm thankful to be in good health. I'm grateful for this plentiful and delicious meal. So many things to be grateful for. So end your gratitude list with the words, "This life is a miracle." There is magic and there is beauty to be found in every waking moment. Thank you for helping me see the abundance of love in my life. The sun sets on the day to welcome the night with a glow in the sky that brings out our gratitude to God with a passionate love for all of creation in the afterglow. We are in a dimension beyond the anxiety and stress of the day. We are in the Afterglow on WJMJ, getting life back into balance. And this is where we reorder life, getting it together with music and inspiration to help engage the best of who we really are in the Afterglow. Now, today marks the birth anniversary of the King of Hollywood.
Clark Gable? But his birth anniversary was back in February.
No, the original King of Hollywood. In fact, this actor passed on that nickname to Clark Gable later on. I'm talking about Douglas Fairbanks, who was born on this day back in 1883. He made his professional debut as an actor in 1900 in The Duke's Jester. His theatrical career would turn to Hollywood, and he spent the early part of his career starring in comedies. He would eventually go on to become a star in the silent film era, starring in many adventure films such as The Mark of Zorro, The Three Musketeers, Robin Hood, The Thief of Baghdad, The Black Pirate, and The Gaucho. Back in 1918, he married Mary Pickford, and together they were considered Hollywood royalty. The following year, they joined D.W. Griffith and Charlie Chaplin to form the production company United Artists. Although Douglas Fairbanks was one of the biggest stars in Hollywood in the 1910s and 1920s, his career rapidly declined with the advent of talkies. He died of a heart attack in 1939 at the young age of just 56. Remembering a Hollywood legend, Douglas Fairbanks, tonight in the Afterglow. And today marks the 94th birth anniversary of a beloved pop and jazz singer who also happened to be George Clooney's aunt. Rosemary Clooney, was born in 1928 on this very day in Maysville, Kentucky. She gained fame in the 1950s and sang many hit songs, including Tenderly, Half As Much, Hey There, and This Old House. But the song she became known best for was the novelty song Come On to My House. Now, interesting fact about the song, she hated it. She hated it with a passion. She recorded the song with Mitch Miller and simply thought the song wasn't for her. But Miller gave her an ultimatum: sing the song or be fired. She ended up recording it, and little did she know that it would go on to become one of her biggest hits. In the 1950s, she starred in White Christmas with Bing Crosby and had her own television show. Rosemary Clooney was twice married to actor Jose Ferreira and received a Lifetime Grammy in 2002. She died of lung cancer back in 2002. So here now is Rosemary Clooney with that song, her unlikely hit, Come On to My House.
Come on to my house, my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you east side. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
So on the 94th birth anniversary of Rosemary Clooney, that was Come On to My House. And thank you for joining me in a My House here in the Afterglow, where we take time to regain the spirit of optimism and confront the bitter, the harsh, and the pungent of life with faith and hope. So we journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. Successful people face facts squarely. They do the uncomfortable, and they take steps to create their desired outcomes. Don't wait for disasters to occur and then blame something or blame someone else for your problems. Once you begin to respond quickly and decisively to signals and events as they occur, life becomes much, much easier. You start seeing improved outcomes both internally and externally. Old internal self-talk such as, I feel like a victim. I feel used. Nothing ever seems to work out for me. That kind of talk is replaced with, I feel great. I am in control. I can make things happen. External outcomes such as, nobody ever comes to our store. We missed our quarterly goals. People are complaining that our new product doesn't work. Those things are transformed into, we have more money in the bank. I lead the division in sales. Our product is flying off the shelves. The bottom line is that you are the one who is creating your life the way it is. The life you currently live is the result of all of your past thoughts and actions. You are in charge of your current thoughts and your present feelings. You are in charge of what you say and what you do. You are also in charge of what goes into your mind. The books, the magazines you read, the movies and the television shows you watch, and the people you hang out with. Every action is under your control. To be more successful, all you have to do is act in ways that produce more of what you want. That's it. It's that simple. But although this principle is simple, it's not necessarily easy to implement. It requires concentrated awareness, dedicated discipline, and a willingness to experiment and take risks. You have to be willing to pay attention to what you are doing and to the results you are producing. You have to ask yourself, your family, your friends, your colleagues, your managers, your teachers, your coaches, and your clients for feedback. Is what I'm doing working? Could I be doing it better? Is there something more I should be doing that I am not? Is there something I am doing that I should stop doing? How do you see me limiting myself? Don't be afraid to ask. You know, most people are afraid to ask for feedback about how they are doing because they are afraid of what they're going to hear. There's nothing to be afraid of. The truth is the truth. You are better off knowing the truth than not knowing it. And once you know, you can do something about it. You cannot improve your life, your relationships, your game, or your performance without feedback. So slow down and pay attention. Life will always give you feedback about the effects of your behavior if you will just pay attention. If your golf ball is always slicing to the right, if you're not making sales, if you're getting C's in all your college courses, if your children are mad at you, if your body is tired and weak, if your house is a mess, or if you're not happy, this is all feedback. It is telling you that something is wrong. This is the time to start paying attention to what is happening. So ask yourself, how am I creating or allowing this to happen? What am I doing that's working that I need to be doing more of? And what am I doing that's not working? What do I need to be doing less of? Am I talking too much, watching too much television, spending too much money, eating too much sugar, drinking too much, being too late too often, gossiping, putting other people down? What am I doing that I need to try to see if it works? Do I need to listen more, exercise, get more sleep, drink more water, ask for help, do more marketing, read, plan, communicate, delegate, follow through, hire a coach, volunteer, or be more appreciative? Well, the formula is simple. Do more of what is working, do less of what isn't working, and try on new behaviors to see if they produce better results. That's where faith meets life.
I've been caught sideways out here on the crossroads, trying to buy back pieces I lost of my soul. It's hard when the devil won't get off your back. It's like carrying around the past in a 100-pound sack. Today I'm gonna keep on walking. I'm gonna hold my head up high. I'm gonna leave it all behind. Today I'm gonna stand out in the rain. Let it wash it all away. Yeah, wash it all away. I'm gonna let it go. Skeletons and ghosts are hiding in the shadows, threatening me with all the things that they know. Choices and mistakes, they all know my name. But I'm through holding in and holding on to all that pain. Today I'm gonna keep on walking. I'm gonna hold my
cry today. I'm gonna stand out in the rain, let it wash it all away. Yeah, wash it all away. I'm gonna let it go. Oh, 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 yeah. I'm gonna let it go. I know I've been forgiven. I know I'm gonna start living today. I'm gonna keep on walking. I'm gonna hold my head up high. I'm gonna leave it all behind today. I'm gonna stand out in the rain, let it wash it all away. All the way, I'm gonna let it go.
Let It Go, it's called, and it's by Tim McGraw. Now, you and I, well, we're here in the Afterglow, and I'm Father John. You know who you are. I hope, anyway. And this is where we unwind, relax, count blessings, and take time to reorder priorities. Well, on this day, back in 1984, the sequel to one of the biggest action films of all time made its debut on the silver screen. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was released as the follow-up to the 1981 blockbuster hit Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. The film was directed by Steven Spielberg, co-written by George Lucas, and starred Harrison Ford. After its release, critics noted the excessive violence, which incited the creation of the PG-13 film rating. At the time of its release, it set a box office record, earning over $45 million in its first week and grossed over $333 million worldwide. It also won an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. Two more films were released as part of the Indiana Jones franchise, including The Last Crusade in 1989 and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull in 2008. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, premiering on this day 38 years ago. And today is National Lucky Penny Day. Finding a penny is sometimes considered lucky and gives rise to the saying, find a penny, pick it up, and all the day you'll have good luck. This holiday is set aside for people around the world to appreciate the good luck of the penny. Years ago, a penny was able to buy something. Today, due to inflation, the penny does not buy much of anything. The metal value and the cost of minting pennies exceed their face value. Many nations have stopped minting equivalent value coins, and efforts are being made to end the routine use of pennies in several countries, including the United States. Pennies are often just a nuisance. They don't seem to be worth much, especially considering their weight, which is decidedly disproportionate to their actual value. So, what are they really good for? Well, for centuries, finding a penny has been considered a good omen, an event that suggested something good would happen in the life of the finder. Lucky Penny Day is all about celebrating this simple superstition and doing what we can to make sure some good does, in fact, come of pennies. And that's enough for me. I'll take all the good in my life that I can get.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Now don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune fallin'.
all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you gotta have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. It rains, it's gonna rain pennies from heaven. But don't you know that each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune pulling, baby, all over the town. You'll be sure that that umbrella is upside down. Pay them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you gotta have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't you run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Pennies from heaven for you and me.
Oh. And that was Michael Bublé with Pennies from Heaven on National Lucky Penny Day. I'm Father John, so glad to have you here with me this evening. It's story time now in the Afterglow. Every Sunday morning, Kathy would take a light jog around the lake near her home. And each time, she would see the same elderly woman sitting at the water's edge with a small metal cage sitting beside her. One day, the curiosity got the best of her, so Kathy stopped to see what the lady was doing and realized that the metal cage was, in fact, a small trap. There were three turtles, unharmed, slowly walking around the base of the trap. She had a fourth turtle in her lap that she was carefully scrubbing with a spongy brush. "Hello," Kathy said. "I see you here every Sunday morning. If you don't mind my nosiness, I'd love to know what you're doing with these turtles." The elder woman smiled. "I'm cleaning off their shells," she replied. "Anything on a turtle's shell, like algae or scum, reduces the turtle's ability to absorb heat and impedes its ability to swim. It can also corrode and weaken the shell over time." She went on, "I spend a couple of hours each Sunday morning relaxing by this lake and helping these little guys out. It's my own strange way of making a difference." "But don't most freshwater turtles live their whole lives with algae and scum hanging from their shells?" Kathy asked. "Wouldn't your time be better spent? I mean, I think your efforts are kind and all, but there are freshwater turtles living in lakes all around the world, and 99% of these turtles don't have kind people like you to help them clean off their shells. So, no offense. But how exactly are your localized efforts here truly making a difference?" The woman giggled aloud, and then she looked down at the turtle in her lap, scrubbed off the last piece of algae from its shell, and said, "Sweetie, if this little guy could talk, he'd tell you I just made all the difference in the world for him. See? You can change the world. Maybe not all at once, but one person one animal, and one good deed at a time. Wake up every morning and pretend like what you do makes a difference. Because you know something? It does. Something to think about.
What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. What a change you have made in my heart. What a change you have made.
Now that was Amy Grant with a song called What a Difference You've Made, right here on WJMJ, where our whole reason for being is to make a difference. Together, you and I can make the difference in the lives of so many. I'm Father John, and I really appreciate your company tonight. You know, no one notices the joy or the sorrow of others. Why? Because instead of going to meet the other, we walk side by side, ignoring each other. In the afterglow, sharing some time with you, celebrating your joys with you, carrying your sorrows and burdens with you, we relax, reflect, and unwind. Together, we're finding comfort, peace, and happiness with each other. Thank you for this time, your time, with me in the afterglow. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. It's not fair, we say. It's not fair that I was born in poverty, or that I sing so poorly, or that I run so slowly. But the scales of life were forever tipped on the side of fairness when God planted a tree in the Garden of Eden. All complaints were silenced when Adam and his descendants were given free will, the freedom to make whatever eternal choice we desire. Any injustice in this life is offset by the honor of choosing our destiny in the next.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances off your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Monday of the sixth week of Easter, and you too will be witnesses. Throughout his ministry, Jesus worked hard to hold two opposing elements in creative tension, the good news and the bad news. In one side of the balance was the joy that God is with us, bringing certainty and satisfaction. In the other side was the knowledge that Christian commitment implies sacrifice and, for some, terrible suffering. Even if the cost is worth it, that does not make easy the fact that many followers of Christ have got hurt. They sometimes still do. Jesus knew this and did his best to warn his loving and optimistic disciples. He never condemned those who found the prospect too daunting and walked away. Things do not change much. As Jesus prepared his disciples to face a hostile world, so the words of the Gospels prepare us to make our own choice about allegiance to Christ. In the West, we are unlikely to be killed for our witness, but we may suffer expulsion from our social group. People have lost their jobs and been treated like freaks for their faith. But the loyalty and steadfastness of true disciples does not go unrecognized by God or the church. In the earliest days, some disciples longed for martyrdom in order to prove their love for Christ. Although he knew in advance that some would pay the highest price, Jesus never demanded this of anyone. Today our faith is proved by our witnessing effectively to Christ before an indifferent world. Its apathy is as intransigent as the active hostility of the Roman and Jewish leaders in the ancient world. Our sisters and brothers in the early church witnessed to the beginning of a new era for the world. As the days of the calendar quickly rush by, we witness to the same God in a world filled with new problems. But it is the same Holy Spirit whom Christ sends as our guide and strength. As the early church succeeded in proclaiming the truth through its trials, so will we.
Sometimes wind blown, honeymoon is at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are.
While I give to you and you give to me, true love, so on and
heaven, God, your name.
And now on this Monday, the 23rd day of May, in the sixth week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, help me to not speak ill of anyone or complain about them. I know that such an action will be severely judged, and I will be condemned for it. I don't want to shut off the blessings you have for me because I am critical in my thinking or speaking of others. Holy Spirit, strike my heart with conviction if I ever begin to say something about someone that would put them in a negative light. Help me especially to never speak words that in any way belittle a person in the eyes of another. I know that with my words, I can bring a blessing or a curse upon myself. Take away any negative and destructive thoughts and feelings that I have so that they don't come out in my speech. Remove all critical or judgmental attitudes and any pride that is in me so that I will not bear the consequences of speaking words that reflect those attitudes. Help me to preserve my life with the words I say.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will say, I can't see. Help me, Lord, to leave behind what makes me blind, what makes me to me, you who are weary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly powers. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of God's name. Bow down before the Lord, majestic in holiness.
The voice of the Lord upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power. The voice of the Lord full of splendor.
The voice of the Lord flashes flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord renders the oak tree and strips the forest bare. In God's temple they all cry, Glory!
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits as King forever. Give strength to your people, O Lord. O Lord, bless your people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Who taught the Son where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives.
Leave.
Beloved, I hope you are prospering in every respect and are in good health, just as your soul is prospering. Beloved, you are faithful in all you do for the brothers, especially for strangers. They have testified to your love before the church. Please help them in a way worthy of God to continue their journey, for they have set out for the sake of the name.
Lydia welcomed Paul and his companions to her home.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name. And
my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lydia welcomed Paul and his companions to her home.
God of peace, your voice stills the swift waters and roaring sea. With reverence and awe we pray.
God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Deepen our understanding of the gospel and inspire our imagination for building your kingdom of peace and love. With reverence and awe we pray.
God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Soothe those who experience anxiety, worry, or insomnia. With reverence and awe we pray.
God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Give everlasting peace to all who have died, and lead them to feast upon your abundant love. With reverence and awe we pray.
God, in your love, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God bless us with peace and understanding of the glory to which we are called in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you, with steadfast love, would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your word. I wait for you, Lord, in this space, to come sit by me, take your place. Teach me to come to your table, where I am able to receive your grace. My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present.
Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free. Lord, you call me even though I've become hard as a so light. If you need rest, come to me.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.